Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 96 of Gordon Valentine's podcast. It's recorded today on the 6th of July 2009. Sorry that I've not recorded a podcast since, when was it? End of April, which I think must be my longest ever gap between recording podcasts. For some reason, I've just not been in the mood for doing podcasts. Sorry, I got a bit of a sore throat. And then when I have been in the mood for doing a podcast, I've just had nothing to speak about, which is sort of all slowly, isn't it, I guess. Anyway, I'll tell you what some of the things I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. I've done that many things, I'm bound to forget some of them, to be honest. So I apologise if you'd things on my blog that aren't on this, or vice versa. Oh well, what where to begin with? I've been in lots and lots of first aid courses, so I've been to more places in the past sort of 4 months than I've been probably in the past 5 or 6 years put together. I've been to Exeter, which is in Devon. Hadn't been down to Devon since I was, well, knee-high, like a grasshopper, so I'd have been about 8, 9, 10, maybe, sort of. I don't think I even started high school at that point, so a long time ago, basically. Where else have I been? I've been down to London, well, so many times I've lost count. I've been to Birmingham quite a number of times as well. I did a course up in Edinburgh a couple of weeks ago, which was quite fun. Bit of a long day, was a day about half. I had to get out of the house by 6:30 to get the 7:20 train and didn't get back home until just before midnight, but that was quite fun going up there. Also, when we went up to Edinburgh, it was like probably the hottest state of the year so far up there. It was stupidly hot, to say the least. And what else have I been up to? Oh yeah, more stuff about the end-to-end cycle. If you haven't listened to the podcast, I don't know what I'm about the end-to-end cycle. Where have you been for like the past year? Because I've been going on and on about it for every single podcast since then. Basically, it's now just over a month till we do it, and I've still got quite a lot to sort out. I have to admit, route-wise, I've only sorted 3 days out of it, and the whole route takes 2 weeks, so that is like 14 days in total still to sort out. I mean, it's not, but some days are just, I was looking at the maps and looking at other things, and I was just getting well confused where to actually go to sort of keep off all the main roads. But since then, I bought another book of maps, so I've now got more maps in my room than I know what to do, but I need to go through it and find detail and work it all out, because, as I say, the first day of cycling is on the 9th of August, which isn't long away at all. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, for the entrance cycle, I've bought myself a new bike, and you may be thinking, what do you need a new bike for? But anyway, the last new bike I got was sort of 2001, which is quite a while ago, but that's not the bike I used down here. The bike I used down here I've had since basically I started high school. So I've had that for 15, 16 years, which is a long time for a bike, and I thought, well, I don't really want to do 1,000 miles on a bike that's that old, because if it's going to break, it's going to break then, and also to get it sort of like serviced, I'd have to get like a hell of a lot of work done to it. So by the time you've done that, it probably costs like 100 and something quid. So, well, I just may as well buy a new bike. So I've got a new bike. I can't pronounce the name of it, but if you go to my website, which is www.gordon-valentine.com, and if you go down the left hand bar and click on blog, or whatever it's called, latest news, whatever it is, on that it has a picture of it and everything about it. Basically, the bike set me back 550 quid, which is a lot, quite a bit of money, to be honest, for a bike. But it basically costs more than my last two bikes cost put together, but it seems really impressive. It's got disc brakes and lots of other funky stuff. What else have you not? Oh, you have, again, more entrance stuff. I bought panniers for my bike, one of the two, sort of two bag things that go in the back, so they were like another 150 quid. Then I also had to buy a rack to put them on my bike, and that proved a small headache itself, because the bike I've got has got a lot bigger tyres than normal. Most bikes have 26 inches of tyres, and this has got 27 point something on it, so as I only got the rack, I had to try and like email different people to find out what one was going to fit. And also, since it's got disc brakes, I had to sort of stick out a lot further, so again, it wouldn't sort of interfere with the brakes, so after emailing lots of different people, eventually I've worked out what one to get. It did sort of irritate me at first. The people I bought my bike from, I emailed them to ask them, and they were the company it took me the longest to get back to. But they got back to me not that long ago, basically they had an email problem and they apologised for taking so long. But anyway, I sorted that out, so that's good. So the entrance cycle-wise, I just need to get a couple more things sorted. I need to get rain gear, because during that number of days we're going to get wet, like a lumpet. We also need to get helmets, which again is going to feel weird. I don't wear a last boy helmet, but if you're doing like 1,000 miles in 2 weeks, one of us is probably going to fall off. And you think 1,000 miles, that is a lot, because considering we're now on the 7th month, and so for this year I've only done 1,010 miles in a whole year, and to think I'm going to be doing that again in 2 weeks, so it's going to be hard work. But me and Mike think we'll be okay, provided it doesn't rain every single day or really windy, but That's going to be fun. Oh yeah, more entrance stuff. I do apologise. The place to work is the Peter Bagoon Stadium. It's a good sponsor, so it's me and Mike wanting to get cycle jerseys made up for. So I just sort of emailed them to ask if they knew anywhere who could get them done for less. And they basically sent an email back saying, don't worry about it, we'll pay for it. Which I couldn't believe, as a dog chat generally doesn't sponsor anybody, but said it's one of these things you do once in your life, and also they say it's a good cause we're doing it for, and I've worked there for a long time, so say it's the least I could do, so they're paying for that. The goodness that they buy, pay for it even, we've got to put on it's sponsored by Peter Bagoon Stadium, which of course isn't a problem, because the jerseys, if you go to the end-to-end website, which is end2end.co.uk, on it you'll see our sort of image of what the screen, what the jerseys can look like. On the front it's basically got sponsored by Peter Bagoon Stadium with their sort of logo on it. And in the back it's got our name with a sort of small logo again of their Bagoon Stadium on the back of it, one of the pockets. And then it's also got a picture of the charity raising money for their logo even on the back of it. So that's going to look well smart. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, my car has been doing some right funny things with it. So I'm getting to a hill and you put your foot hard down as far as it goes down the floor, take up a hill, and you're lucky if you get up the hill like 30 miles an hour. Me think, well, so it's playing up a little bit. So I spoke to some Alex, who's somebody I work with, that's one of my friends, who had a look at it, looked at the spark plug, said they look okay. But I'd checked the oil and thought it was a bit weird. Alex checked him and, ooh, I think you need oil on that. So we did an oil change, and I found out today I hadn't had an oil change since 2006, which is a little bit bad, to be honest. What else? Oh yeah, I need to get some other bits for it. I need to get a rotor arm and a distributor cap. Something like that. I can't pronounce the word, but I need to get one of them. I went today, but there's that many things I didn't know what to get. Oh yeah, and also, more car stuff, which is going to cost me a bit of money, but there it goes. If I don't do it, it'll cost me even more money. I went to the garage today and asked them, can you ever remember you putting a new cam belt on it? Because I can't ever remember it being done since the day I've had the car, and I've had it now for about 4 or 5 years, and they can't remember doing it. I've also had a quick look through my paperwork again, and I can't find a new cam belt on it. And the person, Alex, was speaking, said if your cam belt goes, but your engine goes. So I went up to the garage today to ask them what it's going to cost, and they say, basically, if you just bought a new cam belt, it would cost about £70, and by the time you include fitting it, it might cost you £100 and something. But the problem is, I reckon the way the cam belt in my car works, you need a cam belt set, which also includes a water pump and some other bits, because the way it works, apparently it's all sort of mingled into each other, so you might place a cam belt, and then the water pump will go, and then you'd have to go back to square one, taking it all out again to get to that. So you say you must pay about £100 extra and get more bits, and do it all one big go. So that's the they reckon it's going to be cost £260 or thereabouts, and that's going to include, hopefully, fitting it, which is a lot more money they've got, because I just paid a £500 odd for a bike, which is sitting on my credit card, but there it goes. And I've still got, as I say, bike helmets and lots of other random stuff to get. So for the entire cycle, I've spent, I don't even want to think about it, to be honest. I really need to work it all out and stick it on my website. Anyway, that's it for this podcast, and I'm sorry I haven't done one in such a long, 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 long time. And I'll speak to you all soon. And I will speak to you sooner, because when I do a bit more planning of the end-to-end cycle, I'll do another one about that. I also need to do a new video blog, which I haven't done one since, well, last year, just before Christmas, which is a long time. So I'll try and get one of them done today, hopefully. So I'll speak to you all very soon, and I hope I haven't spoken too fast. Love you all, and I'll speak to you some point soon. Bye-bye.